Hello, everyone. I just want to jump on here and do another quick little podcast episode for you all. So I want to just discuss something I'm noticing coming from a lot of men and some women when Lori Harvey's name is brought up in conversations. Now, for those of all who don't know, Lori Harvey is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. If you don't know who Steve Harvey is, he's a iconic comedian from the 80s and 90s. He had his own TV show, which I used to watch when I was a kid. And since then, he had a very successful talk show. He hosts Family Feud. He had a long running, radio show. And, he ran a bunch of books, and he mostly gives out dating advice. He's written one of his best known books is Think, Act Like a Woman and Think Like a Man. And that was made into two successful movies as well. So Steve Harvey has done the damn thing. He even has his star in the Walk of Fame. And Lori is his young stepdaughter. I believe she's 24, around my age. And, she's known for her dating life and her dating history. The reason I wanted to make this podcast was, Sorry, y'all. My mom was cooking and she did a lot of pepper and I got into my nose. But the reason I wanted to do this episode is because the rapper Meek Mill said something very interesting and it caused a lot of people's tongues to wag. So let me go to it right now. Cause y'all know how I do. Hold up, let me see. Let's see, where is it? And again, this is coming from my girl B with the T. Here it is.
Okay, you guys, so Lori Harvey and Damson Idris just made their relationship public when they posted each other on their Instagram stories today. So all the blogs and everyone has been putting in their two cents about this new relationship. But Meek Mill has people talking. Now, if you remember, Meek Mill has been having Lori Harvey on his wish list for years. And after he put up a tweet, a lot of people felt like he was shading Lori Harvey and her new boo, Damson. So he posted, "Y'all let that gal F anybody." And at the end, you can see he put a little slide. So it sounds like he's saying, "Y'all letting her F anybody and letting it slide." And when I tell you, people were going in on Mr. Meeky, one person said, "And it still hasn't been you." And this next person said, "No one, Meek Mill, I got Lori Harvey on my wish list. That's the only thing I want for Christmas." And this last person said, "Everyone but you," after they quoted his lyrics. Now, Meek did try to come out and clear things up. He said he was not talking about Damson or Lori. He said that the Shade Room took his post and twisted it and made it as if he was talking about her. But he's saying that was not the case. However, nobody is really believing him. They're still coming down on him, saying that he was being shady. But what do you guys think? Do you guys think that Meek is just being a little hater, that he was shading them? Or do you think he was talking about somebody else and the blogs took his words and twisted it up? I want to know what you have to say about all of this. So leave your comments below.
Now, Meek Mill claims that, that wasn't what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about Lori. He was quoting a song lyric from the singer Party Next Door. And that lyric is in one of Party Next Door's songs. So I do believe him when he said the lyric came from the song. But the fact that Meek Mill posted that just randomly, I don't know, you was obviously talking about somebody. And like B with the T said, Lori does have a new boyfriend. He's this popular actor from this show Snowfall, which I haven't seen yet. I told y'all I just been watching, a lot of older TV shows. So I may, my coworker said it's good. So I may jump into that. But, Lori is dating him. And this has caused so much controversy. I've seen so many of these men who be on YouTube just talking shit about women, saying that bro needs to run for his life. He's one of her victims, saying that you can't wife a hoe and calling her a hoe and stuff. And men saying they feel bad for this girl because she'll never know what true love is and stuff. And it's just very interesting to me how so many people put so much on this girl. First of all, just because this girl dates people doesn't mean she's having sex with them. Okay. You know, people gotta get that out of their mind. There's a difference between dating and having sex. Those are two different things. You know, and even if she was having sex, that's her personal business. Okay, if I found out my next door neighbor was having sex with random people, that doesn't affect me, especially if it's not people I know. Like, even on this girl's Instagram page, you have people just commenting that she's ran through and that she needs to take a break, that her pussy got mileage on it. And I'm like, so what? Mind your own business. You know, and again, it's just very interesting, the people who are saying it. Even some of the women who say this stuff, because, you know, me personally speaking, if you're going to say something, I'm going to have to click on your profile and see what you look like. And a lot of the times, and I hate to say this, it's a lot of these unattractive women who be saying this stuff. Because let's be real, you know, Lori Harvey, in my personal opinion, Lori Harvey is not all that in a bag of chips. You know, I mean, I can't listen to her talk for too long because her voice kind of annoying. You know, people, some dudes act like she's the prettiest thing in the world. I mean, she's not ugly, but you know, I don't think she's drop dead gorgeous. But the girl has a nice body. And, you know, she's very pretty in the face. She takes care of herself. She dresses well. And, you know, even though she dates a lot of people, you don't see her in weird and ratchet situations. I've never seen a one came out and said she was rude or mean or doesn't do people right. You know, I've never heard no one say that. So, you know, I don't know, the hate that this girl gets, I do think it's partly jealousy from both men and women. And I do think people put their own insecurities they have in their own relationships onto this girl. Like, I've seen countless tweets and statements from these dudes about how they dated someone like Lori and the girl cheated on them and how, you know, she was a hoe and all this other stuff. And I'm like, then you need to deal with that girl. Don't put that on Lori. And I mean, everybody's talking about, you know, Lori don't want to be wifed up and she don't deserve to be a wife. And, you know, some people don't want to get married. They don't. Believe it or not, some people don't want to get married. The girl is only 24, you know, and that's what I don't like about all these dating gurus and dating advice channels on YouTube, because a lot of these people just be talking out their asses and giving conflicting statements. A lot of these men who be quick to call these celebrity women who they'll never get thoughts and hoes will freely admit that they use escort services. You know, how you gonna call Lori Harvey a thot, but you over here calling a girl and paying her for sex? Make that make sense? It doesn't. You know, it's so much divide in the black community, and a lot of these dating gurus and dating channels are causing that. When I'm not gonna say causing that, they're a cause of that. They're one of the many causes of all this divide in the black community. Because, you know, I have not seen people this invested in a woman's vagina like this since Kareem Steffens wrote that book, Confessions of a Video Vixen. And that was damn near 15 years ago. And even then, I didn't see people clowning. Well, some people did clown, you know, Wendy Williams famously clowned her. But I didn't see people going in on Kareem Steffens like they do Lori Harvey. And I think the reason that people clown Lori Harvey or feel some type of way about Lori Harvey is because Lori Harvey actually does what her stepdad, Steve Harvey, you know, preached about. Okay, you could tell she's a woman, but she thinks and moves like a man. For those of y'all who don't know, you know, Lori Harvey makes these dudes who she messes with sign, you know, NDAs for like $1 million. That means if they would, if the relationship ends between them, and one of them dudes were to go online and basically, you know, tattletale and just and just run his mouth about what went on between them, she could sue him for $1 million. Okay. The only people who back in the day, the only people who used to do stuff like that were these rich white men and rock stars. Okay, you don't hear that much about a black woman do this. And you know, some people criticize that, but you know what? I'm not mad at that girl for that. For the past 2 years, it's been nothing but these old washed up rappers disclosing who they had sex with 30 and 20 years ago. Keith Murray is the latest one going on about having sex with Foxy Brown and Shauna that happened in the 90s. So I don't blame this girl for doing that, because a lot of these men do run their mouths recklessly. But see, you know, people don't know how to handle that. I mean, even the Kardashians have NDAs, but it ain't for $1 million, I don't think. I don't think Kim has no NDA for stuff like that, because, you know, the dude she used to mess with still talk about her to this day. One thing about Lori Harvey, besides Future, you know, and Future just be messy and mad because, you know, she played him like Future plays these women. But the dudes that Lori Harvey has seen, have been seen publicly and whatnot, they don't run their mouths about her. You know, when asked in interviews, they'll just laugh and not say nothing. You know, they don't never bash her anything. So, yeah, I don't blame that girl for that. And to be honest with you, a lot of these young women, especially who work in Hollywood or in upper echelon society or in very high paying society jobs or offices, get you an NDA. A regular person can have an NDA too. Especially like if you're a lawyer, police officer or something, get you an NDA. You know, I think going forward, Meg Thee Stallion should get an NDA. I think Chloe Bailey needs to get an NDA. Hell, I think Kim Kardashian needs to get an NDA or amend the one she's got. But yeah, it's just very interesting, you know, how people view this girl. And like I said, I don't think she's all that in a bag of chips. But you know, I will say I respect her hustle. You know, people say that she's just famous for her stepdaddy. And yeah, that's true. But you know what? A lot of people nowadays are just famous for who their parents are. Willow and Jaden are famous for Will and Jada. You know, 30 years ago, well, really 20 years ago, Paris Hilton popped up on the scene, you know, being famous for her last name. And then she started doing that reality show and gained fame on her own. And a lot of people compare Lori Harvey to Paris Hilton, and you know, I see why they do that, but I've never seen Lori do coke. And even though I'm a Paris Hilton fan, Paris did have a bad coke problem. But you know, also Paris was also known for her, you know, she had a hit song and perfume lines and stuff. Lori does have a skincare, but you know, people's focused so much on her dating history, which I think is the only thing she needs to work on. You know, when she does interviews, she should really tell the interviewer, we're going to talk about my business, and then we'll get to the gossip. Okay, Beyonce has done stuff like that before. But yeah, you know, it's just very interesting, you know, how people view this girl. And also, and I got to say this, the word hoe is being thrown around too much for my liking, because, you know, even when I was in high school, all anybody had to do was say, spread one rumor that a girl slept with somebody, even if it's just one person, and people would be quick to call her a hoe. And that always annoyed me, because I don't think having sex with one person makes you a hoe. Hell, even if you had sex with three people, you know, I don't think that makes you a hoe. My definition of a hoe is someone who is sexually irresponsible, who does nothing but break people's hearts, or, you know, causes drama between a bunch of people and takes no responsibility for their actions. That's why a lot of these dudes who be calling chicks hoes, they be the biggest hoes themselves. That's just my personal opinion on that. And, you know, maybe I need to do a bigger podcast on that. but we'll see going forward. But that's my thoughts on Lori Harvey, and in my and I hope you all have a good day, and thank you all for listening to your boy D, and I'll come back later with this piping hot tea.